One mistake I see is operators trying to move everything direct at the same time. Every vehicle, every renter, every channel, every offer. That is too much pressure on a young system. If I were coaching a small fleet, I would separate the business into two lanes. Keep the marketplace lane for what it is still good at, and build the direct lane for the relationships you can own. Turo can still be useful for discovery, new demand, and keeping vehicles moving while your direct channel grows. I would not fight that, but I would be very intentional about what moves direct first. Start with repeat renters. If someone already rented from you, treated the car well, communicated clearly, and needs transportation again, that renter is a better direct candidate than a total stranger. Next, move referrals. A referral from a body shop, family member, local business, hotel, mechanic, or previous renter already carries trust. That lead should not live in scattered text messages. Third, move local inquiries. If someone finds your Google profile, your website, your Instagram page, or your airport page, they are already trying to work with your business, not with a marketplace. Fourth, move vehicle classes where you can explain the value better than a marketplace listing can. Weekly SUV rental, airport area pickup, replacement transportation, family travel, premium weekend rental. Those are direct website opportunities. What would I keep on the marketplace at first? The vehicles that still need exposure. The demand you have not learned to replace yet. The bookings that keep cash coming in while your direct system matures. The goal is not to punish the marketplace. The goal is to stop letting it own every relationship. VettiDrive helps because each direct lane can use the same operating path. Request comes in. Operator reviews it. Rental is created. Renter completes the workflow. Documents, signatures, insurance info, pickup photos, return photos, and evidence stay tied to the trip. If you only remember two things, remember this. First, move the warmest and most trusted renters direct before you move everything else. Second, keep the marketplace where it still helps your cash flow, but stop letting it be the only place your business exists. That is how you transition with control instead of panic.